Welcome back to Warrior Baseball Field. A little before 5 o'clock as the players have retaken the field. Another 36-minute weather delay. And new pitcher for Stannis will also be right-hander Patrick Sweeney. So Cody Cardoza goes two innings. They didn't want him to heat up again a third time. He goes two innings, gives up five hits, five runs, three of them earned. He walked one and he struck out two. And so Patrick Sweeney, who has been a workhorse for Stanislaus out of the bullpen as of late, will get the ball here and try to hold this to just a 5-1 East Bay advantage. And he will face O'Mahony, Oliveras, and Mallett. We will see if Dwyer Lewis comes back in. No, we got a left-hander getting loose for East Bay, so Dwyer Lewis' day is probably going to be done. And, boy, it's tough to leave a game when you're up 5-1 as a starting pitcher. So O'Mahony, who doubled the deep left center field to knock in a run his first time, will be the batter, and he takes a fastball for a strike from Sweeney. Sweeney this year, eighth appearance on relief, no record, a 6.06 ERA, but he's pitched better than that as the fastball is swung on and fouled away, and it's 0-2. Sweeney's thrown 16 in the third innings, 21 hits, 14 runs, 11 of them earned. He has walked 80, has struck out 12, opponents hitting 309 against him. Fastball misses high, 1-2. Those are a little deceiving because Sweeney has pitched really well in spurts, and then he's had to take one for the team and maybe pitch an extra inning or two in relief deeper than he normally would, and that is when he's given up some runs. As that pitch is hit high in the air, shallow right center field, coming in as Brooks. He'll make the catch for out number one. So O'Mahony is 1-for-2, and Matthew Oliveras will be the batter. Oliveras flat out to center field his first time up as a beautiful rainbow has appeared over the center field fence out beyond the redwood trees. So a picture-perfect look here in what has been, for the most part, weather-wise, a lousy afternoon. First pitch misses inside, ball one. It was absolutely gorgeous today here in Turlock up until about game time. And then it's been a challenge since. We've had three delays as the pitch misses high, 2-0. Totaling over 3 hours. We've only played baseball for about 30 minutes. And Oliveras turns on an inside fastball and rockets it foul down into the East Bay bullpen. And it's 2-1. We'll try to get you a number on who is getting loose down in that bullpen for the Pioneers. It is a left-hander. We know that. It is number 41, Jackson Ellis, the Chico State transfer. Fastball outside corner, 2-2. Ellis, who typically starts the first game of the Saturday doubleheader. He did not start this one. It was Lewis. Fastball misses a little bit low, and the count goes full, 3-2. Sweeney checks his wristband for the pitch from the dugout, and the pitch is rocketed deep down the right field side, but it will hook foul. Oliveras showing a little quickness with the bat as he has turned on a couple of inside fastballs and ripped them down the right field side just a little too quick with the bat. The left-hand hitter waits, and a changeup misses down and away, ball four, and it'll be a one-out walk to Oliveras. That'll bring Nico Mallett to the plate. Mallett singled his first time up. We were going to give you some scores around the CCAA, and then we had a lightning delay. We're going to do it again. Then we had another lightning delay. We're going to try it a third time. Maybe the third time's the charm, as the sun has broken out here in Turlock. Warriors double play depth, and the first pitch fastball to Mallett misses high, ball one. Top of the seventh inning in the first game of the doubleheader, Chico State all over Cal State LA, 12-0 Wildcats in the top of the seventh inning. Runner takes his lead, pitches swung on and hit high in the air. Fairly deep left center field, but plenty of room for Brooks. He cruises over and he makes the catch, and there are two away. Bottom of the sixth inning in Carson, and Dominguez Hills working hard to try to snap that 11-game conference losing streak as they lead San Bernardino 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. That should be a seven-inning game. So can Dominguez get three more outs? They couldn't last night. And Frey swings at the first pitch and hits it a mile high, shallow left field, out the shortstop Valdivia. He's under it. He'll make the catch. And the side is retired. And for the first time today, Warrior pitchers put up a zero. They do it here in the top of the third. No runs, no hits, a walk, a runner left. We're going to head to the bottom of the third inning. It's East Bay 5 and Stanislaus 1.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal. Making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Your pitcher for East Bay will be left-hander Jackson Ellis. Ellis, the transfer from Chico State. This will be his eighth appearance, his third in relief. He is 3-1 with a 9.00 ERA. In 22 innings, he's given up 31 hits, 23 runs, 22 of them earned. He has walked 15. He has struck out 19. And opponents are hitting 330 against him. Ellis, in his last start, not a good one. He went an inning and two-thirds last Sunday against San Francisco State. He gave up three hits, four runs, three of them earned. He walked one, and he struck out two. His best start of the year was against Sonoma State on March the 2nd when he went five innings. He gave up just four hits and a run, walked two, struck out four. So Ellis will inherit a 5-1 lead. Last year, in 20 innings, Ellis had a 5.85 ERA. He walked 15 and only struck out 13. For Ellis, he's got great stuff. It's just a matter of getting it in the strike zone. So he will face top of the order, Robert Valdivia. The Warriors trail 5-1. Valdivia, who popped out to first, is only time up. First pitch from Ellis is taken for a strike. And for Stanislaus, they have swung the bats very, very well this year, but they have not done a great job against left-handed pitching. They have really struggled against lefties, hitting just .245 as a team. Pitch misses low, 1-1. Valdivia swings and shoots it into the right field for a base hit. Valdivia got a fastball down and away, and he just went with the pitch and hit it into the hole between first and second. And so Valdivia's got himself a leadoff single here to start the bottom of the third. Kyle Rachels will be the batter. Rachels has doubled his lone time up as he rocketed one into deep right center field. Last year against Stanislaus, Ellis had two appearances and threw the ball well. First pitch misses inside, ball one. Through two innings, gave up just a hit. Struck out a batter, did not walk anybody. And that's the key for Ellis, is just not walking people. And Rachels gets a double play ball to short. Hodges has got it. It'll go to Mollett for one. The throw to first is in time. That's a 6-4-3 double play. And just like that, there's two out and nobody on. That was tailor-made. And one thing we have learned so far in the first game and three innings is that Jalen Hodges, the shortstop, can pick it. He had a big throw to end the bottom of the second when he gunned down Matt Cabrero trying to score on the double by Brooks. And the first pitch to Solis misses in the dirt, ball one. These two teams trying to play a few innings in a row without getting stopped as Solis is going to line one to deep center field. Back is Daniels in front of the track. He'll reach up and he'll make the catch to retire the side. For the Warriors here in the bottom of the third, no runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left. We're through three here in Turlock. East Bay 5, the Warriors 1.
For years, Price Ford of Turlock has been the gold standard of service and selection in the Central Valley for America's most trusted brand. Visit Price Ford at 5200 North Golden State Boulevard in Turlock and discover your new favorite vehicle among a top-tier selection featuring the dynamic F-150, the eco-conscious Mustang Mach-E, the sporty Ford Explorer ST. Don't forget about the rugged Bronco and Bronco Sport models. You can also check out their entire inventory online at priceFordOfTurlock.com or give their sales staff a call at 209-669-5200. Price Ford of Turlock, where service and selection are second to none.
Top of the fourth inning, 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors for East Bay. 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error for Stanislaus. Patrick Sweeney out for his second inning work. He'll face the 9-1-2 hitters. It'll be Hodges and then back to the top of the order for Bell and Nowitzki. I want to remind you that the Warriors have scheduled an exhibition game at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton. First pitch to Hodges is taken for a strike. Hodges, who reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the second inning. That'll be on Wednesday, April the 3rd, as that breaking ball misses outside 1-1. We'll be on the air at 6:15 on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. So Warriors will play an exhibition game against the Oakland A's low A minor league affiliate, Stockton Ports. As Hodges is going to line one to left. To his left is Solis. He'll get there. He'll reach up and make the catch. And there's one away. Back to the top of the order in Brendan Bell. Bell is 0-for-1. He lined to left to open the ball game, and then he walked and came around to score on the Cabrero error in the second. Bell, who hit a impressive home run to dead center field here yesterday, and he swings at the first pitch and hits a high chopper foul third base side. Strike one. Warriors won here yesterday 15-2 as they pounded out 20 hits. Fastball misses high, 1-1. But today it has been all East Bay. They got 2 in the first, highlighted by a solo home run off the bat of Luke Nowitzki. And they picked up 3 runs in the second, 2 of them scoring on the error by Cabrero as a high fastball is swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. East Bay much cleaner defensively. We talked about how important that would be for the Pioneers as Bell swings and hits a high pop-up right side. Rachel's battling the sun. He'll make the catch, and there are 2 away. This is very similar to what the Pioneers did yesterday. A lot of high, weak pop-ups off of Austin Ballantyne and Noah Schellberg. They had a lot of line drives in the first 2 innings off of Cardoza, but Sweeney has come in and calmed things down a little bit. And Nowitzki will be the batter. Nowitzki homered in the first, had an RBI single, and scored in the second. So he is 2-for-2, scored twice, knocked 2 in. First pitch taken for a strike, 0-1. Fastball misses high, 1-1. Warriors' next homestand will be 2 weeks, the weekend after Easter. So Warriors will play host to Cal Poly Pomona. Nowitzki hits a two-hopper to second. Cabrero's got it. He'll throw out Nowitzki. And a very quick and easy 1-2-3 inning for Patrick Sweeney. He's retired 6 of the 7 hitters he's faced. We're heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. East Bay leads Stanislaus 5-1.
Well, these are great seats, guys. It's warmer than I thought today, though. Let me take my jacket off.
Hey, Dad, check it out. You're on the Jumbotron. Wait a minute. What are you wearing? Does that say, I love cats?
It was the only shirt I could find in the right color.
Dad, you should have gone to Crivelli's.
Come on down to Crivelli's Shirts & More, located at 310 East Main Street in downtown Turlock. They have the largest selection of local fan gear in the area and create custom shirts to order. They also do Letterman jackets for all the local schools. Crivelli's now has the second location for even larger orders at 2485 Acme Court in Turlock. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You can stop by or give them a call at 209-668-4127. Don't get caught without your gear.
Reg loves cats. Reg loves cats.
Oh, man, Reg, you're never going to live this down. Bottom of the fourth inning, we were saying the next home stand for Stanislaus will be April 5th, 6th, and 7th as the Warriors will play host to Cal Poly Pomona. And we are excited to announce that my old broadcast partner, Eric Davis, will be in the Golden Valley Health Center broadcast booth for the weekend. As Eric and I will bring you the action as the Warriors will take on the Broncos. We'll be on the air at 5:45 on Friday the 5th. First pitch at 6 o'clock, Saturday doubleheader at 1 on the air at 12:45. And it's the first pitch to Van Dyke from Ellis, misses outside, ball one. And then the final game of the series will be Sunday at noon on the air at 11:45 with the Play It Again Sports pregame show. Van Dyke takes a pitch low, and it's 2-0. Van Dyke, who grounded out to third to end the first. Tyler swings and drives one to deep left center field. Chasing after it is Daniels. He will run it down and deep left center field for out number one. Van Dyke hit it good, but Daniels' speed able to track that one down. One away. Chris Catalano will be the batter. Catalano singled, and he came around to score on the Jackson Brooks double. Catalano, who has been absolutely red hot as the first pitch taken outside or on the outside corner, strike one. Catalano in conference play coming into this weekend was hitting .481 with three home runs and 13 RBIs. Pitch misses outside, 1-1. And all he has done this weekend is get three more hits. So it's tough to come into a weekend hitting .481 in conference and actually see your average go up. But that's what he has done as he fouls one off to the right out of play, and it's 1-2. Catalano came over from Folsom Lake Community College, and he swings and misses on a pitch in the dirt. Frazee's got it. He will throw down to O'Mahony. That is the first strikeout victim of the day for the Warriors. Two away, and Flavio Perez will be the batter. Perez, who popped out to shallow left field, his only time up. Perez, who had three hits yesterday and six at-bats, including a couple of doubles. He also scored a couple of runs and played tremendous defense. First pitch is taken for a strike at the knees, 0-1. Well, Ellis, for a guy that struggles with his command, has come in today, and he has thrown strikes. And he pours another strike in there, and quickly it's 0-2. Warriors, who has a team hit nearly .300 on the year, hitting just .245 against left-handed pitching. As that pitch misses way inside, as Perez has to jackknife out of the way, and it's 1-2. And so far, the Warriors are 1-for-4 against Ellis, including a double play grounder, which is very odd considering the Warriors are predominantly a right-handed hitting team as that fastball misses high, 2-2. Normally, right-handed hitting teams feast on lefties, but that has not been the case this year for Stanislaus. They have struggled. There's a high chopper, short hop by Olivares at third. His high throw will be pulled down by O'Mahony. And a quick 1-2-3 inning for Jackson Ellis. He has retired 5 in a row. Nothing doing for the Warriors here in the fourth. We're going to head to inning number 5, East Bay 5, Stanislaus 1.
Feeling sore, out of sorts, or just need a boost? Head on over to the Recovery Lab to start the recharge process. The Recovery Lab provides sauna, ice baths, Normatrek compression sleeves, Arc Pro pulsation, as well as one-on-one massage therapy sessions. Try the cryotherapy chamber to help you get a reset for your week to come. Open daily at 330 Crane Avenue in downtown Turlock, Susie Delgado and her staff provide a friendly experience for everyone, regardless of your age or athletic prowess. You can book an appointment online at kwrecoverylab.com or give them a call at 209-250-2555. Recovery Lab in Turlock, helping you recover as hard as you train.
Top of the fifth inning, 5-1 East Bay. We're going to do our best to try to get both of the games of this doubleheader in this afternoon and into the evening. We started at 1, but really didn't start till 2:56. Then we had two lightning delays. And so as we reach 5:15 here local time, we are playing the top of the fifth of game 1. Series will conclude tomorrow at approximately 12 noon. The goal is 12 noon. We will see, depending on how much rain we have tonight and into the morning. But we will get baseball in tomorrow somehow, some way. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Luke Brown is a big swing and a miss. Strike one. Brown today is 1-for-2. Tripled and scored in the first and then reached on a two-base error as he had a hard ground ball to second that, for some reason, Cabrera went down to a knee to try to field as Brown swings and hits a high fly ball. Shallow right center field, Catalano and Brooks. It'll be Brooks, the center fielder, to come across and make the catch for out number one. And on that ball that Brown hit in the second inning, Cabrera went down to a knee for some reason to try to field it, and he didn't get his glove down quick enough, and it ricocheted off his knee and rolled all the way into the Warrior bullpen, and it allowed two runs to score. And that is where we're at 5-1. And Daniels turns on an inside fastball and rockets it foul left field side, strike one. Daniels is 0-for-2. He has struck out twice. He is the only guy in the East Bay lineup that could not figure out Cardoza. Pitch is grounded to short. Big hop by Valdivia. Knocks it down, picks it up, throws. Got him. Nice play by Valdivia on a bang-bang play at first. As that came up on him, it popped out of his glove. Wisely picked it up with his bare hand, and the long throw from deep short just got Daniels, and there are two away. Matthew O'Mahony will be the batter. O'Mahony is 1-for-2, doubled in a run in the first, and then flied out to deep center in the third. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen, strike one. Well, the one thing we have seen from East Bay here in the first game and a half, they do not wait around. They are in attack mode as O'Mahony swings and misses strike two. O'Mahony, who had a great start to the year and cooled off significantly when we got into conference play. That RBI double in the first was big for Matthew as that fastball misses outside 1-2. O'Mahony now 1-for-6 in the series, and he is 9-for-40 in conference play. Fastball misses outside 2-2. And the fact he came into this game hitting 370 gives you an idea of how hot he was the first month of the season. The 2-2 pitch, inside corner, called strike three as Sweeney tied up Mahoney. For Patrick, that'll be his first strikeout and a quick 1-2-3 inning for Sweeney. He has been great out of the pen where he's got to get some runs. We're halfway through this one as we head to the bottom of the fifth. The Warriors trail East Bay 5-1.
Looking for something to do, places to go, and things to see in the Turlock area? Turlock Direct magazine features local companies, advertises fantastic events, and contains coupons of all kinds. If you live in the Turlock Denaire area, a Turlock Direct magazine lands in your mailbox. Look for your copy every month. Interested in advertising to 30,000 addresses? Check out their website at turlockdirect.com or call Jamie at 675-7636. Turlock Direct Magazine. Every mailbox, every month.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Bottom of the fifth inning, it'll be Nix, Cabrera, and Brooks to face Jackson Ellis, who has come in and after giving up a leadoff single to Robert Valdivia, has retired the last five hitters in a row, including getting a double play ball off the bat of the hot-hitting Kyle Rachels. The first pitch to Jerry Nix is in the dirt, ball one. Nix, who popped out to shallow right field his first time up. He and Danny Murphy sharing the catching duties this year for Stanislaus. Murphy hit a three-run homer here yesterday. And Nix takes a fastball on the outside corner, 1-1. When you look at it for Stanislaus, the catching position, hitting right around 250, hit three home runs. They've knocked in 11 runs. And a changeup swung on a miss as Nix way out in front of that ball just disappeared. And it's 1-2. Field mostly in sunlight now, kind of a hazy sunlight. And Nix takes a called strike three on the outside corner. He knew it. And that is the second strikeout for Ellis, and he has been outstanding since he came in. Both Cardoza and Lewis got hit a little bit. Cardoza gave up 5 hits in 2 innings. Lewis gave up 4 hits and a run in 2 innings. Ellis and Sweeney, since they've come in, have really calmed things down. And Cabrera's going to drive one out to shallow left center field. Chasing after it is Daniels. He will get there, and he will make the catch for out number 2. I think Daniels got fooled like I did. It was a big swing by Cabrera, but he hit it right off the end of the bat. And Daniels had to come racing in, and he made the catch, and quickly there are 2 outs. Jackson Brooks, who had an RBI double his first time up. Fastball misses outside, ball 1. It'll be interesting to see how the Warriors approach Ellis the second time through. They've been very aggressive the first time as Brooks swings and chops one foul, 1-1. Brooks, who's kind of put a little grip on that center field job, transferred from College of the Sequoias, takes a fastball inside, 2-1. He's also settled in and played a very solid center field the last month or so. 2-1 pitch is grounded to second. Mollett's got it. His throw is in time. And another 1-2-3 inning for Jackson Ellis. He's retired 8 in a row. We're through 5 here in Turlock. It's East Bay 5, Stanislaus 1.
Tired of paying high prices for sports and fitness equipment? Check out Play It Again Sports for top-tier gear at lower prices, where you can find new and quality-used equipment for all your sports and fitness needs. Located at 2720 McHenry Avenue in Modesto, Play It Again Sports is owned and operated by former Stan State baseball alum Jack Large. Jack and his staff provide a customer experience that is second to none. Looking to trade in or trade up your sports and fitness gear? Jack is always looking to buy quality-used equipment to recycle to the next generation and will offer you cash on the spot. The store is open 7 days a week and can be reached by phone at 209-521-4664. Play It Again Sports in Modesto, where we buy and sell quality sports equipment so you can save more and play more.
Well, once we finally stopped having lightning and rain delays, the pitching's been good. The game's moved along, and we're going to head already to the top of the 6th inning. 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors for East Bay. 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error for Stanislaus. And Patrick Sweeney, who's come in and thrown 3 outstanding innings. He has allowed just 1 walk. He has struck out 1. And he will face Olivares, Mollett, and Fraze. Olivares, who walked against Sweeney his other time up, drives one to center field, hit pretty well. Going back is Brooks, but he'll have room in front of the track. He'll make the catch for out number 1. Olivares hit it good, but hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark. And there's 1 away. Nico Mollett, who singled in the second and fly to center in the third. Sweeney, who's thrown just 34 pitches to get through 3 1/3 innings. That is economical. First pitch is taken for a strike. I think Jackson Ellis might be even more economical. He has thrown 27 pitches to get through 3 innings. Fastball misses just inside, 1-1. Update on the InsureCal CCAA out-of-town scoreboard. Top of the 9th inning, and Chico State's got 2 touchdowns and 2 extra points, and they lead LA 14-0. And it's been unbelievable this year in the CCAA how many games there have been like that. Yesterday, the Warriors win 15-2. Today, Chico's up 14-0. As Mollett fists one foul right side out of play, and it's 1-2. Last weekend, it was East Bay lost to San Francisco 22-6. Pomona beat Sonoma twice, once 19-5, once 17-3. It's just been unreal, the blowouts that we've seen this year. Breaking ball hangs up high, 2-2. Talking to people around the conference, talking to Coach Kennedy, they just don't seem to have any idea of exactly what in the world is causing so much crazy offense. Fastball swung on and pop foul right side out of play. We'll do it again at 2-2. And such one-sided offense. It has gone final in Carson, and Cal State Dominguez has snapped their 11-game conference losing streak as Mollett's going to swing and drive one deep down the left field side, but it'll be way foul. And it lands on top of the hitting shed down the right, or excuse, down the left field side. A little cheer from the East Bay dugout. Breaking ball hit high in the air. Left center field, plenty of room for Solis. And now Jackson Brooks will cut across, and he will make the catch as he caught that almost more left than left center. And there are two away. Brooks showing some range. Two-way, and Jacob Fraze will be the batter. Fraze has grounded a second and popped to short. And bottom of the seventh inning in San Marcos. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. And San Marcos has taken a 5-4 lead over Monterey Bay with two runs in the bottom of the seventh, and they are still batting. As he got those two runs off of Ryan Platero. Pitch is driven to center field, hit pretty well. Back is Brooks. He'll get there. He'll make the catch. And Brooks gets the hat trick as he retires all three hitters with the ball landing in his glove. Nothing doing for the Pioneers here in the sixth. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. We're starting to run out of time. They trail East Bay 5-1.
All sports fans know a trustworthy defense is the key to any winning formula. When unplanned medical needs threaten your winning game plan, you want to make sure you have an MVP-level defense in place. Crivelli's Insurance has been in the game for over 25 years, now offering Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplemental insurance options in addition to all your comprehensive insurance needs. The team at Crivelli's Insurance provides undivided attention and individualized assistance to every client. Contact us today at 209-668-3319 or visit us on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli's Insurance, so you can have peace of mind knowing you have the best coverage in the league.
5-1 East Bay, we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Jackson Ellis, who has been outstanding through his first three innings work, he's thrown just 27 pitches to get through those three innings. He gave up a hit to Valdivia, the first batter he faced. And since then, he has retired everybody. And he will start off with Valdivia again. It'll be Valdivia, Rachels, and Solis. Warriors starting to run out of innings as they trail 5-1. East Bay, who got two in the first, highlighted by a solo home run by Luke Nowitzki. And they got three more in the second. Two of those runs scoring on an error by Mac Cabero. The Warriors got their one lone run in the bottom of the second, an RBI double by Jackson Brooks. And on the play, Mac Cabero ran through a stop sign and got thrown out at the plate to end the inning. And since then, there has been literally no threat by anybody. First pitch misses outside. Ball one. Valdivia had a single. Sweeney's walked a guy for Stanislaus. That's been it. Those only base runners, and Valdivia didn't last long. Pitch misses high, 2-0. And I think if you're the Warriors, you've got to make Ellis consistently get in the strike zone. He is a guy who's got great stuff, but sometimes can get a little wild. As that pitch is taken for a strike, 2-1, a little bit of a high strike. But Valdivia kind of shook his head in agreement. No activity in either bullpen, because both pitchers right now throwing the ball great. Valdivia is going to hit one out to right field. Coming in is Bell a couple of steps. He'll get there. He'll reach up now and make the catch. One away. Just not a lot of hard contact by either team since we came back from the third weather delay. We had an hour and 56-minute rain delay to start the ball game. And then after we played about an inning, we had another lightning delay. And then we played the second inning, and we had another lightning delay. And since that team's got back out for the top of the third, things have moved rather briskly as Rachel swings and misses, and it's 1-1. Randy Hopkins will join me tomorrow in the Golden Valley Hill Center broadcast booth for the final game of this series, or games, depending upon how things play out weather-wise, as Rachels takes a pitch at the knees on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Jackson Ellis, the left-hander, delivers, and a breaking ball just misses a little low. And the count is 2-2. That had some late hard snap. It just dropped below the strike zone. 2-2 pitches hit high in the air. Backing up is Bell, the right fielder. He will get there. He will make the catch, and there are two away. That is the fifth flyout that Ellis has given up in his 3 2/3 innings. Alex Solis will bat with two outs and nobody on. Solis is 0-2. He has popped to third, and he has lined to center field. In the series, Solis now 3-7, 3 RBIs. He's going to hit a little looping liner to left field, coming in as the left fielder Brown. He'll reach up and he'll make the catch as the ball carried out to him a little further than I think originally he had even anticipated. And just like that, the side is retired. 3 up and 3 down for the Warriors. Jackson Ellis has come in and he has retired 11 in a row. We're going to head to inning number 7. It's East Bay 5, the Warriors 1.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit Mr. Rock in like forever. 10 Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Top of the seventh inning, 5-1 East Bay. As since we came back from the third delay, it has been quiet with the bats. One hit for the Warriors, one walk for the Pioneers. That's been it. As Patrick Sweeney and Jackson Ellis have come in and completely changed this tenor of this game around. Sweeney out for his fifth inning of work. He has been outstanding. He'll face Hodges, Bell, and Nowitzki. First pitch to Jalen Hodges, the freshman shortstop, is taken for a strike. Hodges is 0-2, reached on a fielder's choice, and scored a run in the second, and then he lined to left as he bunts at it and misses, and quickly he's behind in the count, 0-2. Spring training wrapping up as the Cactus League and Grapefruit League wrapping up this weekend. As Hodges swings, and it's a high pop-up right side. Rachel's the first baseman. On the infield dirt, makes the catch about halfway between first and second base for out number one. That is the 12th batter in a row retired by Sweeney. And Brendan Bell will be the batter. Bell is 0-2. He has scored a run. He has walked. And the first pitch misses down and away. Ball one. The way the first two innings were going, you're thinking, man, this might be 13-11. And all of a sudden, it just completely changed. Pitch misses low, 2-0. Bell going to ground to the left side. Going to be a tough play for Valdivia. His backhand throw is not going to be in time. Brendan Bell just way too much speed. And that'll be an infield single. That is the first hit allowed by Sweeney. And Luke Nowitzki will be the batter. Nowitzki having a nice day. 2-3. Homered in the first, had an RBI single, and scored in the second. He is 3-7 this weekend. First pitch to Nowitzki as a breaking ball dips a little low and outside. Ball one. Bell, who's got excellent speed at first. He is 3-3 this year in stolen base attempts, and Sweeney will chase him back. Nowitzki, right-hander hitter, waits. Pitch misses inside, and it's 2-0. And again, we said with Sweeney, he has been really good, and then he does get a little tired. And things can get sideways quickly. He has not thrown very many pitches to get his 4 1/3 innings. Fastball misses outside, and it's 3-0. Nowitzki in his career, 10 for 23 against the Warriors, a home run, four doubles, and a couple of RBIs. And that is off the glove of Knicks, as it doesn't matter, as it's ball four anyways, and down to second goes Bell. Two on with one out for Luke Brown. Second walk given up by Sweeney, the first since the third inning. Luke Brown, who is 1 for 3, tripled and scored in the first, reached on a two-base error in the second, and popped out to shallow center field in the fifth. Brown 2 for 7 in this series. Takes a breaking ball on the outside corner, strike one. Rachel's going to be playing behind Nowitzki, the runner at first. Looks like Val Davila with the left-handed hitting Brown up, going to try to keep Bell close at second. Where's double play depth? As Brown's going to shoot one down the left side. It is slicing, foul, out of play. When it left the bat, I thought that might be trouble, but just too much slice on it, and it sliced probably about 20 feet foul down the left field side. And it's 0-2 to Luke Brown. Brown, not an easy guy to double up. He's got excellent speed, and he hits from the left side, so he's going to get that extra step, step and a half out of the box. Cabrera swung over towards the hole, and Brown swings, and it's a high fly ball. Shallow right field, foul, coming in is Catalano. He'll make the catch, bouncing through the puddles, and in his haste to get the ball into the infield, tagging his Bell, he'll go to third, but Catalano threw it wildly into the infield, and on that, going to second, is Nowitzki. They're both advanced. There's no error, but that time Catalano, I think, probably a little too much haste to try to get the ball into the infield, especially as wet and sloppy as it is down that right field side. So now two runners in scoring position with two outs, as Catalano actually caught that in foul territory. And now a big at bat as Daniels bats with two on and two out. And the first pitch is taken for a strike. You just feel like the Warriors have got to keep this at no more than a 5-1 deficit. A base hit here makes it really tough, especially the way Jackson Ellis is throwing the baseball today. Pitch is down and away, 1-1. Bell the runner at third, Nowitzki the runner at second, two outs. Sweeney trying to give the Warriors five scoreless innings of relief. Pitch in the dirt, nice pick by Knicks, and it's 2-1. And again, Sweeney just not quite as sharp in this inning as he was through the first four. And Coach Leonasio, seeing that, I think he's going to go out and talk to his right-hander. Sweeney, who has thrown 57 pitches, actually, take that back, it's now 60 pitches, in his 4 2/3 innings of relief. And he's been outstanding. He's allowed just one hit. He has walked two. He has struck out one. And this may be as much of a stall tactic for Coach Leonasio to try to get somebody warmed up in the bullpen. Sweeney does have first base open, but the dangerous Matthew O'Mahony waits on deck. As Alex Cummings, the backup catcher, heads down there. Did not see who ran down there with the sweatshirt on to get loose. So Daniels, a 2-1 count. On the day, Daniels is 0-3. He has struck out twice, and he has bounced to short. 2-1 pitch in the dirt, 3-1. So Sweeney does not have to come in here. He does not have to throw one right down the middle. Does have first base open. 3-1 pitch is a changeup, and Daniels way out in front swings and misses, and the count is full, 3-2. And as out in front of that as Daniels was, Sweeney might be tempted to throw that again. 3-2 the count. Runners take the lead from second to third, and as a fastball swung on and missed as Sweeney came back with the heater, and he threw it by Daniels, who strikes out for the third time today. And Sweeney pitches through the jam for the Pioneers here in the seventh. No runs, a hit, a walk, and two left. Seventh inning stretch time here in Turlock. It's East Bay 5 and the Warriors 1.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
The left-hander Jackson Ellis has come in, and he has calmed the waters for East Bay as he has thrown four shutout innings. He allowed just one hit. He has retired 11 batters in a row. He has yet to walk a batter. He has struck out two. And he's got a 5-1 lead as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. It'll be Van Dyke, Catalano, and Perez here in the bottom of the seventh. Van Dyke is 0-for-2. He has grounded a third, and he has lined to left. And the first pitch from Ellis misses low. Ball one. Van Dyke, who is one of the few Warriors who has had great success against left-handed pitching. He is 3-for-7 this year, including his lineout the last time up. Pitches in the dirt, 2-0. Right now, the Warriors down four. They need base runners. Anyhow, anyway. Van Dyke from Ripon went to Central Catholic High School. Pitch misses high, and it's 3-0. His younger brother, a two-sport athlete at Central Catholic. Central Catholic having one of the better baseball teams in the area this year. Pitch is taken for a strike, 3-1. Van Dyke taking all the way on the 3-0 pitch. Changeup taken for a strike, 3-2. Wow, how times have changed. A four-run lead in the seventh. Nobody on, 3-1. Changeup. That was a fastball count for forever. 3-2 pitches, inside ball four, and Ellis issues his first walk, and that snaps a streak of 11 in a row, retired by the Pioneer left-hander. Chris Catalano will be the batter. Catalano is 1-for-2, singled and scored in the second, struck out against Ellis in the fourth. Catalano, who has not had great success this year against left-handed pitching, and he's going to hit one right back to the mound, double play ball. To second for one, the throw to first in time. That's a 1-4-3 double play. And for the second time, Ellis, after he lets the leadoff man get on the next pitch, gets a double play ball. This time from Catalano. Catalano now 4-for-24 this year against left-handed pitching. And this is a guy who's hitting over 400 on the season. So Flavio Perez will bat with two outs and nobody on. Fouls one back to the screen. Strike one. Well, the Warriors, who pounded out 20 hits and scored 15 runs yesterday, it's amazing how things can change. Fastball misses high, 1-1. Today they have one run on five hits. And they do not have a hit since the first batter of the third inning. We're playing the bottom of the seventh with two outs. Pitch is down and in, 2-1. They have not hit a ball hard off of Ellis. Perez swings and hits a high pop-up. Foul territory towards the Pioneer dugout. O'Mahony is going to reach across, and he's going to make the catch. For a second, I thought he might have overrun it. And at the last minute, reaching over the puddles, he is able to snag it to retire the side. Nice play by the Pioneer first baseman. For the Warriors here in the seventh, no runs, a walk, nobody left. We're going to head to inning number eight. East Bay 5, Stanislaus 1.
For years, Price Ford of Turlock has been the gold standard of service and selection in the Central Valley for America's most trusted brand. Visit Price Ford at 5200 North Golden State Boulevard in Turlock and discover your new favorite vehicle.
among a top-tier selection featuring the dynamic F-150, the eco-conscious Mustang Mach-E, the sporty Ford Explorer ST. Don't forget about the rugged Bronco and Bronco Sport models. You can also check out their entire inventory online at priceFordOfTurlock.com or give their sales staff a call at 209-669-5200. Price Ford of Turlock, where service and selection are second to none. Now, baseball is a funny game because coming into today, East Bay had allowed double-digit runs in their last five games. Weather, starting pitcher only goes two because of the weather. They bring in a reliever, and they've given up one run on five hits through seven innings. It's a funny, funny game. Sweeney will pitch to O'Mahony. The first pitch to the slugging first baseman for the Pioneers is a high fastball swung on and missed. Strike one, and O'Mahony trying to hit that one to series. One strike pitch. A little cut fastball misses outside, 1-1. Update in the InsureCal CCAA out-of-town scoreboard. It's gone final in Los Angeles. I think the Golden Eagles are thrilled it's gone final. Chico State blasts L.A. 14-0. Mahoney swings, and it's a high fly ball to right. Catalano's under it. He makes the catch, and there's one away. And Matthew Olivares, the third baseman, will be the batter. Olivares is 0-2. He has flied to center. He has lined to center, and he has walked. He is just one of three batters to reach base against Sweeney in 5 1/3 innings. Changeup, outside corner, strike one. Warriors who are running out of time, going to have the bottom third of the order to face Ellis in the eighth. It'll be Nix, Cabrero, and Brooks. Fastball misses just inside, 1-1. San Bernardino and Dominguez Hills split their doubleheader today as Sweeney misses down in the dirt, 2-1. San Bernardino won the first game 7-6, and then Dominguez won the nightcap 4-3 to snap a 11-game conference losing streak. Pitch misses outside, and it's 3-1. Looks like Lakeel Morris getting loose down in the Stanislaus bullpen. Yeah, they're going to keep an eye on Sweeney. He's been very economical with his pitches, but this is the deepest he has gone all year. And Olivares going to hit a two-hopper to Rachels at first. He's got it. He'll take it to the bag himself, and there are two away. Nico Mallett will be the batter. Mallett is 1-3, singled in the second. Since then, he has flied to center twice. And they're in the bottom of the eighth inning, and San Marcos has stretched their lead over Monterey Bay to 6-4. Fastball taken for a strike, 0-1. San Marcos trying to do no worse than split that series with the 19th-ranked Otters and a chance to win it tomorrow or later today. They were supposed to play a doubleheader today. I'm not so sure that's going to happen, considering San Marcos does not have lights. They're going to have to try to squeeze that last one in tomorrow, weather permitting. 1-1 pitch to Mollett, misses a little low, 2-1. San Marcos, the surprise of the season in the CCAA. Fastball misses high, 3-1. Cougars, right up there at the top of the conference with Monterey Bay. As Mollett swings and hits a high pop-up, middle of the diamond. Rachel's the first baseman near the mound. He'll make the catch. And what a great job by Patrick Sweeney. Another 1-2-3 inning for the junior right-hander. We're going to head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's East Bay 5, Stanislaus 1.
Feeling sore? Out of sorts, or just need a boost? Head on over to the Recovery Lab to start the recharge process. The Recovery Lab provides sauna, ice baths, Normatrek compression sleeves, Mark Pro pulsation, as well as one-on-one massage therapy sessions. Try the cryotherapy chamber to help you get a reset for your week to come. Open daily at 330 Crane Avenue in downtown Turlock, Susie Delgado and her staff provide a friendly experience for everyone, regardless of your age or athletic prowess. You can book an appointment online at kwrecoverylab.com or give them a call at 209-250-2555. Recovery Lab in Turlock, helping you recover as hard as you train.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and Jackson Ellis, who has been absolutely tremendous in relief. He has gone five innings. He has allowed two base runners, a hit and a walk, but he has induced two double plays on the next pitch that those after those guys reached. He has faced the minimum 15 batters through his five innings of relief, and he'll face Jerry Nix to lead it off here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Warriors running out of time. They trail 5-1 in the first game of this doubleheader. Normally, we're getting to the end of the second game of the doubleheader, but a two-hour rain delay and two lightning delays of about 30 to 45 minutes apiece. And we are nearing the 6 o'clock hour, dinner hour, and we're still in game one. First pitch to Nix is swung on and a high pop-up. Shallow right field. Out is Mollett, the second baseman, and he will make the catch for out number one. And another early in the at-bat, weak contact off the bat of the Warriors. And Matt Cabrera will be the batter. Cabrera is 1-for-2. He singled and was thrown out trying to score on Brooks' double in the second, and then he flied to center field his last time up. First pitch is in the dirt. Ball one. Ellis, who has thrown 49 pitches through 5 1/3 innings of relief. They might just keep him in there and let him start the second game. He's going to have plenty of bullets left in the gun. Sheesh. Fastball misses outside, 2-0. I mean, Ellis is a starter. He's used to throwing 80, 90 pitches at least in an outing. He didn't even come close to that, the rate he's going. Fastball misses outside, 3-0. Jackson Brooks, left-handed hitter, waits on deck. Cabrera this year against left-handed pitching, 3-for-13. And he takes a pitch low and a four-pitch walk to Cabrera. So the Warriors have a base runner with one out. Brooks, who is 1-for-2, he doubled in the left center field gap to knock in a run in the second, and then he grounded out to second, and he will actually be pinch hit for. We'll see who the pinch hitter is. It's going to be J.D. Madrigal. So Madrigal, who had a nice weekend in Monterey last weekend, including hitting two home runs, will pinch hit for Jackson Brooks. So Madrigal, right-hand hitter with power, will bat with a runner at first and one out. Warriors trail 5-1. First pitch from Ellis is taken for a strike. Madrigal hitting 229. Two home runs, 10 RBIs. He has struck out 7 times in 35 at-bats. And he swings and foul tips one into the glove of Fraze, and he's behind in the count 0-2. This year, Madrigal 2-for-12 against left-handed pitching. It's just amazing. Guys you would think would just crush left-handers have struggled mightily. And he's going to reach for one, and he's going to poke it out into right field for a base hit. Cabrera will stop at second. A nice 0-2 adjustment by Madrigal. He just reached on a pitch that was probably 4 to 6 inches off the plate, and he just poked it into right field. So 2 on, 1 out for Valdivia. And it's just the second hit allowed by Ellis, the first since Valdivia got a base hit. And we're going to have a pinch runner. It's going to be Cooper Winton is going to run for J.D. Madrigal. And my guess is Winton will stay in the game to play right field, and Catalano will move to center. So Madrigal with a pinch hit single. And the Warriors have been great pinch hitting this year. It's been pretty amazing. They are now 11-for-32 this year as pinch hitting. Pitch to Valdivia, hangs up high, ball one. Valdivia is 1-for-3, singled off of Ellis in the third. He has also popped to first and hit a shallow fly ball to right. On the weekend, Valdivia is 3-for-9. Fastball misses low, 2-0. And Kyle Rachels, the Warriors' home run leader, waits on deck. And if Valdivia can find a way to reach, Rachels will represent the tying run. And activity down in the East Bay bullpen. Valdivia squares to bunt, and Jackson Ellis throws it in the dirt, and it's 3-0. And that is a red alert. I'll tell you who that is here in just a second. That is right-hander Drake Richardson. That is the closer for the Pioneers. 3-0 pitch, and that's low, ball four, and the bases are loaded for Kyle Rachels. So the four-pitch walk to Cabero, Madrigal with an 0-2 single, and then a four-pitch walk to Valdivia, and all of a sudden this game has changed quickly. And the pitching coach for the Pioneers is going to take the slow walk out to the mound. He is not going to be in any kind of hurry, as he wants Richardson, his closer, to get plenty of time to get loose. I want to remind you, you're listening to Stanislaus State Baseball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com in conjunction with the CCAA Network. My name is Brian Nelson, calling the action solo today. Even my producer is gone today, so Taylor Pilot is doing double duty today. Audio and videoing, producing this broadcast as Gabby Rawson is on assignment today. Richardson continues to get loose in the pen. Kyle Rachels will bat. He represents the tying run. Cabero at third, Winton at second, Valdivia at first. Rachels this year 7-for-25 against left-handed pitching. That is a 280 mark. In the double play, flied out, and doubled the deep right center his first time up. Pitch misses high and away, ball one. And all of a sudden, Ellis, who was in absolute cruise control, cannot find the plate. Fastball misses away, 2-0. And Fraze thought he had that one. But what happens when you have 2 4-pitch walks in an inning, you're not going to get that call because the umpire is going to start thinking ball, ball, ball instead of strike, strike, strike. 2-0 pitch is poured in there for a strike, 2-1. Rachels looked like he was taking all the way. Shadows now across home plate and in front of the home plate area. Everything else is in sunshine. Rachel's going to hit a high fly ball. Hit pretty well, but not deep enough. Brown, the left fielder, going to make the catch in left center. Tagging is Cabero. He will score. As the throw comes into the cutoff, man, it'll be a sacrifice fly for Rachel's, and it's a 5-2 ball game. The other two runners hold where they are. So Rachel's just got that one off the end of the bat. Now Alex Solis, who also represents the tying run, will be the batter. Solis is 0-for-3. He is due. Alex has not had a lot of offers this year. Came into the game hitting .389. He has popped to third, lined to center, and lined to left. First pitch breaking ball goes around the plate. Ball one. Solis 3-for-8 in the series. He has driven in 3. He has scored 2. For Rachels, that is his 17th RBI. Pitch misses inside. And Tyler Van Dyke, who's had great success against left-handed pitching, waits on deck. And I have a sneaking suspicion if he gets up to the plate in this inning, he will not see Jackson Ellis. 2-0 the count to Solis. He's going to let out a little shaft here. He swings and drives one to center field. Hit pretty well. Going back is Daniels. In front of the track, he will make the catch and retire the side. Solis gave it a ride, but he hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark, and Daniels able to track it down for the Warriors here in the eighth. They pick up a run on a hit. No errors. The Warriors leave 2 on. We're going to head to inning number 9. It's East Bay 5 and the Warriors 2.
Looking for something to do, places to go, and things to see in the Turlock area? Turlock Direct Magazine features local companies, advertises fantastic events, and contains coupons of all kinds. If you live in the Turlock Denier area, a Turlock Direct Magazine lands in your mailbox. Look for your copy every month. Interested in advertising to 30,000 addresses? Check out their website at turlockdirect.com or call Jamie at 675-7636. Turlock Direct Magazine. Every mailbox, every month.
Top of the ninth inning. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors for East Bay. 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Stanislaus. And Patrick Sweeney, who has been tremendous out of the bullpen, will try to give the Warriors 7 innings of relief. The Warriors had a golden opportunity. Bases loaded, one out, and only able to get one run across on the Rachel sacrifice fly. And so Sweeney going to try to put one more zero up there and give his team one more shot at it. And so Solis will stay in left. Winton will be in center, and Catalano will stay in right field. So Winton will bat in the 9 spot after he pinch ran for Madrigal. So Jacob Fraze will be the batter. Fraze is 0-for-3. He is grounded out, popped out, and flied out. The first pitch from Sweeney is a fastball poured in there for strike one, and that's been one of the keys for Patrick today. He has been ahead of hitters all day long. He has allowed just one hit and 2 walks. Slider misses down and away. 1-1. Morris is ready to go in the bullpen if needed in this inning. And Drake Richardson looks like he is going to pitch the 9th. Breaking ball hangs inside, 2-1. Very important for Sweeney to continue to put zeros up there and try to keep this no more than a 3-run deficit going to the bottom of the 9th. Fastball misses high, and it's 3-1. Richardson is very talented, but he has had a couple of rough outings in a row. 3-1 pitch is poured in there for a strike, 3-2. Richardson has allowed runs in his last 3 outings. So imperative for Sweeney to get through this. Pitch is swung on and fisted to third. Perez has got it, high throw, but Rachel able to keep his foot on the bag as he spears it, and there's one away. That got right in the kitchen of Jacob Fraze. Going to have his hands buzzing a little bit. Jaden Hodges will be the batter. Hodges is 0-for-3. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the 2nd. Lined to left in the 4th. And popped to 1st in the 7th. Still looking for his first hit in this series as he takes a fastball at the knees for a strike. Hodges is 0-for-5, but he has scored a run. Fastball misses outside, 1-1. Breaking ball swung on and misses. Hodges took a big cut and pulled his head out. Looking towards the left field wall, and he swung through the breaking ball, and he's behind in the count, 1-2. High fastball, and that time Hodges able to lay off, and it's 2-2. In the 9th inning for Stanislaus, it'll be Van Dyke, Catalano, and Perez. Anybody gets on, Jerry Nicks. Pitch is lined foul. Robert Drake immediately called it foul. That's why the third base umpire stands right on the line. And it stays 2-2. Hodges, freshman from McClatchy High School, takes a pitch just inside, and the count is full 3-2. And one of the few times today that Sweeney has gone to a full count. He has been extremely economical. Pitch is called strike 3 on the inside corner. And Hodges thinking, hey, that was in the exact same spot. But this time it is called strike 3. For Sweeney, that is his 3rd strikeout. 2 away. Back to the top of the order and Brendan Bell. Bell today is 1-for-3. He walked and scored in the 2nd, singled in the 7th of the infield variety. He has also lined to left and popped to 1st. Fastball misses high, ball 1. Bell is 3-for-5 this weekend, including a home run to dead center. As a bird was perched on top of the screen, and Bell swung and fouled it back to hit the screen, and immediately the bird took off. Like, what the heck happened there? That slider hangs inside, 2-1. Have about a 40-minute break between games, and then we'll have the 2nd game of this doubleheader as Bell takes a pitch inside. It's 3-1. No idea who's pitching for either team because the 2 guys I thought that would pitch today for East Bay have already thrown in this game. And Coach Leonasio had not decided what he was going to do in the nightcap. As Bell swings and chops it foul as it rolls to the right side of home plate. Nix to chase after it, but it'll be foul. And the count is full, 3-2. Now, Patrick Sweeney going to get some consideration to maybe start a game next weekend the way he's thrown the ball today. Pitch misses inside ball four. That is the third walk given up by Sweeney. It is a two-out walk, and it's going to allow Luke Nowitzki to bat. And Nowitzki has been a problem today. Nowitzki homered in the first, knocked in a run, and scored in the second with a single. Grounded out in the fourth and walked in the seventh. So he has been on base three times. The first pitch to Nowitzki is taken for a strike. Bell, who can run at first, would not be surprised to see him be put in motion here. Try to get that runner in scoring position. Although Nowitzki showed in the first inning, he's in scoring position, standing right there. One strike pitch as a slider misses off the plate wide. 1-1. Sweeney from the stretch. Bell with his lead from first. Held on by Rachels. He bluffs to go. Doesn't. And Nowitzki swings and lines one into right field for a base hit. Stopping at second is Bell on the two-out single by Nowitzki. And the Pioneers have two on with two out for Luke Brown. Nowitzki on base for the fourth time today. And Brown, who has been on base twice, once via a triple and he came around to score, once on an error. He has also popped to shallow center, and he has fouled out to right. So a big at-bat right here. Brown, excellent hitter with a chance with two on and two out. The first pitch misses inside, ball one, and Nick's going to go have a talk with Sweeney. Something he did not like there. That was the 100th pitch of the day thrown by Patrick Sweeney. That is a career high, as is the 6 2/3 innings. Bell, the runner at second, Nowitzki at first. Brown bats. His team leading 5-2 here, top of the ninth. Two outs. Pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to right. Catalano shading his eyes, now comes in a couple of steps. He makes the catch, and Patrick Sweeney gives the Warriors 7 shutout innings of relief. We're going to head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Warriors need 3 to tie, 4 to go home happy. They trail East Bay 5-2.
Well, these are great seats, guys. It's warmer than I thought today, though. Let me take my jacket off.
Hey, Dad, check it out. You're on the Jumbotron. Wait a minute. What are you wearing? Does that say, I love cats?
It was the only shirt I could find in the right color.
Dad, you should have gone to Crivelli's.
Come on down to Crivelli's Shirts and More, located at 310 East Main Street in downtown Turlock. They have the largest selection of local fan gear in the area and create custom shirts to order. They also do Letterman jackets for all the local schools. Crivelli's now has a second location for even larger orders at 2485 Acme Court in Turlock. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You can stop by or give them a call at 209-668-4127. Don't get caught without your gear.
Reg loves cats. Reg loves cats.
Oh, man, Reg, you're never going to live this down. Well, we've made it to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Warriors trail 5-2, and they will face the Pioneer closer, Drake Richardson. Richardson, 6'2", 200-pound junior from Yuba City, went to Yuba College. For Richardson, this will be his eighth appearance on relief. He does have 3 saves, no record, an 8.74 ERA. In 11 and a third innings, he's given up 13 hits, 12 runs, 11 of them earned. He has walked 10. He has struck out 10. Opponents hitting 295 against him. He's also hit 5 guys. And in his last 3 outings, Richardson has struggled. In his last 3, he's gone 6 1/3 innings. He's given up 9 hits, 10 runs, 9 of them earned. He has walked 8, and he has struck out 5. His job here is trying to get three outs and get his team a victory and snap a five-game losing streak. It'll be Van Dyke to lead it off for Stanislaus, then Catalano and Perez. Anybody gets on, Jerry Nix. Van Dyke is 0-for-2. He has grounded out, lined out, and walked. And the first pitch from Richardson misses outside. Ball one. Tyler Van Dyke, this is the ultimate leadoff hitter right here. He has got to find a way to get on base. He's going to swing and pop one high and foul. Right side out of play, 1-1. Lights have been turned on here at Warrior Baseball Field. Still plenty of sunshine. The only part of the field that's in shadow, a couple of spots where the light standards show, but mostly it's just home plate as that pitch is in the dirt, 2-1. This is an advantage for the pitcher going from sunshine to shadow. Van Dyke takes a fastball high as Richardson can get it up there a little bit, and it's 3-1. Richardson's 3-1 pitch is swung on and driven to center field, hit pretty well. Backing up is Daniels. He'll have room in front of the track. He'll make the catch for out number one. Van Dyke gave it a ride. But hit to the deepest part of the ballpark. Words have hit the ball hard today to center field. This is the wrong part of the ballpark to hit it to. One away, and Chris Catalano will be the batter. Catalano was 1-for-3. Singled and scored in the second. Since then, he has struck out and hit into a 1-4-3 double play. First pitch misses inside, ball one. Warriors trying to rally here in the ninth. They trail 5-2. Catalano's going to rocket one into right center field. Daniel's not going to catch this one. He'll cut it off, and Catalano will hold with a long single. So Catalano with his second hit. So interesting about Catalano. 4-for-24 this year against left-handed pitching. He absolutely wears out righties. Catalano now hitting over 500 against right-handed pitching in 67 at-bats. That's insane. First pitch to Perez is swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Frey. Strike one. Perez got to find a way to get on, get Nix up to represent the tying run. Perez swings and it's a high fly ball deep down the right field side. Chasing after it is the right fielder Bell. In foul territory, dropped it. That was a long run for Bell, and he got over there into the squishiness of the area by the East Bay bullpen, and he just missed it. And Flavio Perez got new life. It's 0-2, but he's got another chance. Fastball is high, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch to Perez is called strike three on the outside corner. And Perez is out number two. And everybody forgot there was already two strikes. So Perez strikes out, first strikeout for Richardson, and now the final hope for Stanislaus will be Jerry Nix. Nix is 0-for-3, has popped to right, popped to second, and he has struck out looking. Catalano still at first now. And again, Nix's job is to get Cabrera to the plate to represent the tying run. First pitch to Nix is a fastball taken for strike one. Nix trying to keep the Warriors alive. They trail 5-2 here, bottom of the ninth. That's going to be a high chopper to third. Oliveras has got it. He picks it. He'll go to second for the force on Catalano, and the ball game is over. Nice play by Oliveras on the short hop. And the Pioneers snap their five-game losing streak, and they win this one by a final score of 5-2. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for East Bay. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Stanislaus. We'll come back with a brief Cut Steakhouse postgame show right after this.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cut's Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cut's also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Akatsu is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Well, East Bay evens this series at one game apiece as they beat Stanislaus by a final score of 5-2. As we said, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for East Bay. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Stanislaus. The winning pitcher, and he did a great job in relief. 6 innings of 2-hit relief is Jackson Ellis. He goes to 4-1. The loss to Cody Cardoza, he falls to 2-1. And the save goes to Drake Richardson. That is his 4th of the year. Time of game, we'll let those guys figure it out. It's around 2 hours, maybe a little over. It'll be time for the scoring recap brought to you by Recovery Lab. It will not take long, as in the top of the first inning, Luke Nowitzki with one out greeted Cody Cardoza with a booming home run to left to make it 1-0. Luke Brown tripled down in the right field corner to put a runner at third and one out after Cardoza struck out Daniels for the second out of the inning. Matthew O'Mahony doubled off the left center field wall to make it 2-0. In the second inning, a leadoff single by Mollett after Fraze grounded out. Jalen Hodges hit a smash to third, a great diving stop by Perez, and he chased down Mollett to tag him out. And that was the second out of the inning. You thought the Warriors are going to be okay with Hodges at first and 2 outs. But then he walked Bell. Nowitzki singled to make it 3-1. And then the big play of the game, Luke Brown hit a hard ground ball to second base that ricocheted off of the knee of Matt Cabero. It rolled all the way into the East Bay bullpen. Both Bell and Nowitzki came around to score, and it made it 5-0 Pioneers. The Warriors got a run back in the second inning against starter Dwyer Lewis. Catalano singled with 2 outs. Cabero singled, and then Jackson Brooks doubled into the left center field gap, scoring Catalano. And on the play, Cabero got thrown out from Brown to Hodges to Fraze, and that ended the inning and stayed 5-1. The Warriors added a run in the eighth with 1 out against Jackson Ellis. Cabrera walked. J.D. Madrigal's pinch hit single put runners at first and second. Robert Valdivia walked to load the bases. And Kyle Rachels hit a fly ball to left for a sacrifice fly, and then Alex Solis hit a deep drive to center that Daniels able to track down to end the inning. And then the Warriors really not a whole lot after that, as a 1 out single by Catalano, but he was forced out to end the ball game on a ground ball by Nix, and that ended it. So quickly go through some things. Our price for drive of the game, well, that's going to go to Luke Nowitzki, who homered here in the first inning to really set the tone and kind of get his team feeling good about themselves. Our blue chip sports player of the game, we're going to give that to Jackson Ellis with an assist to Luke Nowitzki. But the Pioneers, in the worst of ways, needed a good pitching performance from somebody, and they got it from Jackson Ellis today. As he went 6 innings, he gave up just 2 hits and 1 run. He walked 3 and struck out 2. And he pounded the strike zone for the majority of his outing. And he was outstanding. He'll be our blue chip sports player of the game. And our web gem of the day, sponsored by Fitzpatrick Dealership Group. Again, Flavio Perez, a great diving stop. And he chased down Nico Mollett to tag him out at home plate. And a great job by Perez. Well, that's going to do it here from Warrior Baseball Field for the first game of this doubleheader. We'll come back on the air around 6:45 with the nightcap, as it'll be a 7-inning affair between the Warriors and the Pioneers. I want to thank our station manager, Spencer Boyd, for our audio and video producer, Taylor Pilot. My name's Brian Nilsson, saying good afternoon, God bless. Final score, East Bay 5, Stanislaus 2.
You've been listening to Stanislaus State Baseball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. Be sure to visit the archive page for past games. Thank you for listening to the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network.